This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
University of Kentucky agriculture economist Dr. Will Snell says agriculture in the United States is finishing 2022 on a stronger note than expected. During the recent Kentucky Farm Bureau annual meeting, Dr. Snell says net farm income is different this year.
We're looking at the potential for record or near record net farm income. And unlike the past couple of years, this past year's income levels will be generated mostly from the marketplace and not from the government.
Dr. Snell says inflation has had an impact, but not as much as expected.
If you even adjust these figures for inflation, and we'll talk a little bit about inflation, its impact on the economy, but again, adjusted for inflation, these data would indicate that we're probably the third or fourth largest net farm income that we've experienced over the past 50 years.
He adds trade has faced challenges in 2022.
We've had several major headwinds of impacting trade this past year. The value of the dollar has increased about 10%, and the overall global economic growth has been cut in half. But despite these challenges on the trade front, we're looking at a record value of U.S. agricultural exports.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
The Kentucky Corn, Soybean, and Small Grain Growers Associations will be hosting the Kentucky Commodity Conference, sponsored by Hawkinsville Elevator and its family of farmer service companies in Bowling Green on January 19th. It's an all-day event with agronomy speakers, marketing speakers, and a forum for the Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture race. The keynote speaker will be acclaimed global futurist Jack Aldrich. Participation is free, but pre-registration is required. Learn more and sign up at kycommodityconference.org.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
UK ag economist Dr. Will Snell says prices have helped the ag export picture.
It's not that like the quantity on the quantity side that we've had lack of demand. It's the fact that we've had very tight supplies that have probably limited even further expansion in U.S. agricultural exports.
He adds demand for U.S. agricultural commodities continues to be strong.
Most of our major agricultural customers outside the United States have continued to increase their demand for U.S. ag exports.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter. Listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.